Hey guys, welcome to the Asterisk Show. I am Gargi Priyadarshini Das. This is episode 5, season 2, and today we'll be doing a book review on the book Twisted Games. Well, Twisted Games is the second book in the Twisted series, and I read Twisted Love last month. And when my friends at first said that you should try that book for sure, I was like, yeah. Like, I thought that my reaction will be the same, that yeah, it's not the same, it's not the amazing book and like that. But when I read this book, it's not even in the same stratosphere as Twisted Love. And after reading this book, I cannot explain how good this freaking book is. And each book of the Twisted series focuses on each one of the four girls, like who used to go to the same university, which is a very prestigious and reputed one, of course the same thing, in USA. Well, the first book I told you about, The Twisted Love, is more like the brother's best friend and like forced proximity sort of situation. So this friggin book is so different, and like each one of the girls make each one of the stories from the full book. Well, this book focuses on Bridget, and Bridget is Princess of Eldora, who is like a sophomore in the Tyre University, and she is only focusing on the public relationship and like communication. Well, here we will see that Princess Eldora, the Queen of Eldora, which is of course the fake country, but yeah, like as we have seen the Princess Diaries, like of course we all have seen, but this is a princess diary in a European country. And but we see that being the Princess of Eldora, she is able to not live like a princess, and she's able to live a carefree, a fun life with the three of her friends, the other girls. And this is all because she is not the crown princess, so she's able to live a carefree life. And she even describes that she has as much interest in being the queen of the country as much she has, like, or she will have, to interest in breathing in an acid tub. Okay, well, so she has a elder brother, Nikolai, like, has been practicing or being trained for 27 years to become a king. And presently we'll see that the king is Edward, who is her grandpa, as her father like died in a car accident, and her mother while giving birth to her. So as we see that she's not going to be the queen, so like she gets a little more leeway kind of like. So like further we'll see that as she belongs to the royal family, she needs to be protected by a bodyguard 24/7 who follows her around, lives with her, protects her. So like that bodyguard's wife is going to have a baby, so that's why he is taking a leave. And there enters our main lead, Chris Larson. So basically, as the bodyguard's wife is having a baby, he needs to go back to Eldora so that he can live with his family, take care of his wife. So Bridget is getting a new royal bodyguard. We know who he is. But you'll see one thing, even though these books are in a series, but still while reading you'll feel that they are just standalones. You like every book, you don't need to read Twisted Love to go for Twisted Games, or you don't need to read Twisted Games to read Twisted Lies. So basically these books are standalone and yet related to each other. That's the best part. So honestly, it will be helpful if you read Twisted Love before reading Twisted Games. But even if you haven't read that book, you don't need to. And you can just simply understand the full story, the full concept without even reading the book that came before. So yeah, even if you jump to this book, that then there won't be any problem. So yeah, we learn about her new bodyguard. He's this man named Riss. And after I completed the book, I just forgot about his feature. I just fell in love with his name alone, because the way he's described in the story, like the gunmetal eyes, long black hairs, like muscles sculpted into his body, and oh my god, talking about height, I just love tall men. And here, Riz has that particular feature, being 6'4". Damn. So Bridget explains that how that man came out of the black car and described the feature, and then covered the distance between them within 3 strides. Damn. And it's even described that Riz is polar opposite of the previous bodyguard, and he is really young, like in his mid-30s. And you will see, like, throughout the book, Riz keeps saying one dialogue, that I don't get involved with my clients or their personal life. I'm not here to be anybody's friend, nothing more. Like, he says that in the case of his clients. But yeah, Bridget was a different case. He fell in love and was ready to do anything to get Bridget. Like, he has never once been tempted to break those rules until her. So basically, Bridget, a princess with a stubborn streak that matches his own and a hidden fire that reduces his rules to ash. She's nothing he expected and everything he never knew he needed. Day by day, inch by inch, she breaks down his fences until he's faced with the truth he can no longer deny. He swore on oaths to protect her, but all he wants is to ruin her and take her because she is his. Like, you will see the compassion in all, like, 4 of the books that the Twisted series consist of. The best part, one of the best part, I have noticed that every male lead have given a nickname, a pretty nickname, to their female lead. So that's the best part. Like, Riz always calls Bridget as princess. Like, yes, princess. Are you ordering around, princess? And same is the case with Alex Volklov, with Eva. He calls her sunshine. Like, yes, sunshine. Who did that to you, sunshine? I'm gonna ruin him. I'm gonna burn his world. Like, the compassion, the way they love each other, I just can't describe in words. And of course, I will suggest you to read this book for sure if you are dark and romance lover. So coming back to the story, at the starting, Bridget hates Riz because Riz keeps on making new rules and was a very strict bodyguard. So he keeps making rules like, you cannot get out of your house at night, you should stop clubbing, stop partying. So he keeps on making rules and stuff. Like, he restricts Bridget, like, she should not step out of the house in his absence. She, like, everything to protect her. But Bridget is a princess who loves to live carefree. She loves partying, loves clubbing. So at the starting, she was really irritated by Riz, but with time they grew closer and closer, and then both of them realized their feeling for each other in a trip to Costa Rica. Again, it's not a spoiler, but I'm just giving a review, like, cause why I like the story. But the main thing, the main complications in her life comes when she gets a call from Eldora, her kingdom, and gets to know that his grandpa is admitted because of a heart attack. Then when she gets there, she gets to know that his brother, who is the crown prince, about to be the king, is abdicating because of his love for a girl who is not a noble blood, Sabrina. And there arises the main problem. Now she is to be the crown princess. Now she've come to such a phase that she cannot even think about Riz. She thinks that it is a very tough and hard job because her brother has been training for this since past 27 years, and she just has. And in the ending, after that, don't come up to me because I'm not telling what's gonna happen next, because that will be a total spoiler and I don't want to spoil your mood with the spoilers. So yeah, but yeah, I'll love to say one thing, that after reading this book, I cannot even think of liking any other book in the Twisted series. So I would really suggest that you should read this book for sure. So if you want us to launch another series, the review on another series, then do let us know through the polls. Now, coming back to the story, there was something I forgot to mention, that this book is full of twists and turns. The name is twisted, and from that we can know that how, like, in every 2 to 3 chapters we'll see 2 to 3 twists, and the biggest twist is in the end. So in the end you will get to know that how Bridget manages the problem and how she pulls the strings, and like she did went through a lot to keep things in its own place. And well, if you want to know that if she got the love of her life in the end or not, then you must read the book. Again, don't come to me for the, because I'm not giving any spoiler. So basically, lastly, we'll see that the Red Girl, strong-willed and bound by chains of duty, Princess Bridget dreams of freedom to live and love as she chooses. Because of course, being a princess, she has to choose someone who is a noble blood, but she works really hard so that she can choose the person that she loves and would love to spend her full life with. While everyone who were aware of the fact that Riz and Bridget were dating opposed their relationship and told her that she must hide her desire for a man she can't have and a man who is not a noble blood. But still, she didn't give up. Here in the story, we'll see that Riz, her bodyguard, her protector, her ultimate ruin, he was not permitted to have her, but still he was taking her anywhere. And that dedication, of course, it sent chills down to my spine. But unexpected and forbidden, theirs is a love that could destroy a kingdom and doom them both. So make sure that you read the book to know what happens in the end. And yeah, there is also a playlist recommended in this book. So you can just simply search on Spotify that Twisted Games playlist, and of course it will be in front of you. So make sure that you listen to that playlist as well, because the songs are really motivating, I guess, and are like remind a girl to be a brave queen. Thank you so much for listening. And as I mentioned before, that if you want another review, another book review of the Twisted series, then make sure to poll below. Stay tuned.